Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The PBS Short Film Festival is currently underway, online, of course. The festival features 25 short-form independent films presented in five categories: culture, environment, family, humanity, and race. Illinois Public Media is presenting two films in the culture category, and the filmmakers behind them join us now to tell us more. Katie Prentice Onsager is a Chicago-based documentary filmmaker and executive producer at Small Forces, the documentary company behind Paddle Together, about a dragon boat racing team brought together by their experiences with breast cancer. Katie, thanks for being with us on the 21st.
Thanks for having me.
Also joining us is McKinley Lair, an emerging director, cinematographer, and editor, and the filmmaker behind You Know the Drill, which takes place during a normal school day in rural Wyoming as students undergo an active shooter training. McKinley, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, McKinley, let's start with your short documentary, You Know the Drill. This film it's about 12 minutes long. Most of it takes place in a school in rural Wyoming where students are doing active shooter drills on their campus. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so my team and I started this project when we were still seniors in college, pursuing our senior thesis, and got interested in how different communities across the United States were preparing their people in different ways. And we got invited back out in December 2018 to film this series of active shooter drills in Wyoming, and then had a version of the film for our senior thesis, but after graduating in May 2019, decided to expand the edit and seek out a mental health perspective, and really focus the edit more on the mental health side of active shooter drills, which is the project, the kind of derivative project that it turned into, and that we're super excited is reaching an audience with PBS.
You know, I think Wyoming is the least populous state. How did you find a school in rural Wyoming?
Needle in a haystack. We actually went through the trainer. We had reached out to this company that was based in Denver. They provide this training service to schools, also to businesses and to law enforcement. And we reached out just wanting to learn more about the services that they offer. And they were like, oh, we're going to Wyoming next week. You want to tag along? And they got the permission from the school. And it kind of all came together really quickly that we were able to go out there and film.
Okay, let's take a listen to a clip of one of these drills where elementary school students are learning to barricade their classroom.
Oh, yeah. Grab the desk. Help me do this. Grab the desk. Pull it over here. See, I've got locked stuff down. I'm locking this door. There you go. Okay, what should we do with it now? How do you think we should put it? If we had enough time. What do you think? Are you guys strong enough to flip it up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get on. Work together as a team. Okay, push up this door. Okay, go hide. Hide somewhere good.
It's like a SWAT team training comes to Sesame Street. I think one thing that's so striking about this documentary is how young the children are who are doing these drills. Let's listen to one more clip from You Know the Drill, the short film.
Are there any other drills that you guys do? Go ahead.
Lockdown.
Okay. What is lockdown?
A lockdown means where you like shut all of the doors and windows
okay.
So nobody could get in.
At my ritual, we used to go under the tables and we used to hide.
You can come out.
So we played hide and go seek. You guys are awesome at it. Who likes to play follow the leader? So you guys stay right here for 1 second.
I'll be the back.
For our drill that we're going to do right now, for our game, we're going to get to the gym. You guys know where the gym's at, right?
Yeah.
We're going to go that way.
McKinley, the film doesn't have any narration, and I think it really allows the audience to see the drills, the looks on the children's faces, and make their own judgments. But you also spoke with a child psychologist in California who's featured in the documentary. What did she say about the effects these drills have on kids?
The main takeaway that she has or that she had when we were speaking with her, was that we don't know what the impact of these drills are having on kids. She was able to point to anecdotal stories that she's heard from kids coming to her with anxiety related to the drills, related to shootings in general, and one of those voices is also featured in the film. But there's not currently research being done that is actually looking at this issue and really determining whether these drills are effective or the degree to which they are effective. And so the main takeaway that we had from the film was we need more information. We don't have enough to say that these drills are totally ineffective, and they probably do have, they probably help prepare some students. We just don't know how many students they might be harming.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to listen to one more clip from the film, You Know the Drill. This is Kaylee going to see the child psychologist, and these drills have created a lot of anxiety for her throughout her school career. Here's Kaylee talking to a child psychologist.
Kaylee, one of the things that I know that you've been talking a lot about are the drills that have happened. Was that starting in elementary school, or can you tell me a little bit about it?
It started in, like, kindergarten.
I'm sorry, what started?
The having drills.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in third grade, I refused to drink water until after school because I didn't want to get caught in a shooter drill or lockdown. I didn't want to get stuck in the bathroom. My parents found out when they took me to the doctors because I got a bladder infection.
So being afraid to go to the bathroom was about the drills themselves. You were scared of the drills?
Yes.
Were you also scared of a real situation happening?
Yes.
Wow. McKinley, I wonder what your reaction is when you were in the room hearing that for the first time, or reviewing the footage, if, I don't know if you were in that room or one of your team was, but...
Yeah, I was in the room, and it was heartbreaking, and... Hearing the inflection in her voice and seeing the expression on her face. And Kaylee has been through a lot. She actually is an advocate for an activist with March for Our Lives. And she starred in an award-winning PSA that's been seen by, I think, billions of people. And so she has told her story time and time again. And I think she's so brave for speaking out in the way that she has. But I think it's also tragic that she has to.
If you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with two filmmakers who have entries in the PBS Short Film Festival through Illinois Public Media. We've been talking with McKinley Lair, who is director, cinematographer, and editor, and the filmmaker behind You Know the Drill, as well as Katie Prentice Ansanger, who is a Chicago-based documentary filmmaker behind the film Paddle Together. So, Katie, I want to bring you into the conversation now. Your film, Paddle Together, it's also featured in, as I said, the PBS Short Film Festival this year, and it tells the story of the Paradise City Dragon Boat Team. This is a team of breast cancer survivors and supporters who paddle a 20-person boat down the Connecticut River. How did you decide to go from Illinois to Connecticut to film this?
Yeah, great question. So the team is based in Northampton, Massachusetts, actually, and they compete in the Northeast, and I am a Midwestern filmmaker. But the story actually came to be after a radio interview, of all things. So big proponent of radio interviews. I was doing a radio interview about a different film that I had made, and about my series Small Forces, which is a series of short films that feature people doing great work in their communities and people who have creative solutions to big problems. And as I was kind of talking about our theory of filmmaking, someone who was on the Paradise City Dragonboat team, Donna Salo, heard me and called me right after the interview was over and said, I have a really powerful story that I think you'd be interested in, and started talking with her about the team and the women on the team, and just determined that it would make for a really, really compelling and powerful film. So that's how it came to be.
So we have a clip. Let's hear some of the women featured in the documentary talking about what this Dragon Boat team means to them.
The thing about our team is that, so a walk happens on a weekend or a run and you participate and then it stops, you know. With our team, we're here year round for people. So that becomes a community of friends and teammates that people can connect with year round. It can sustain people through the speed bumps that inevitably come.
When I was diagnosed, I sort of kept it to myself because I didn't want to burden other people. And when I found the Dragon Boat team, it sort of gave you a license to talk about it.
Hey, have a good race.
You know, it's interesting that she mentions how Dragon Boat racing is different than just a, you know, going on a walk or a run to raise awareness about cancer. I mean, this is a team that meets year-round. It's a pretty unique sport. I mean, had these women done rowing before, much less Dragon Boat racing in particular?
Most of them have not. Most of them had never been involved in paddle sports. I think maybe one or two people on the more than 20-person team had ever done paddle sports before. But actually what happened was a medical researcher, was trying to figure out what the best form of exercise after having mastectomy surgery would be. And for a long, long time, they would encourage women who had had mastectomy surgery to not exercise. And he was trying to figure out, you know, what actually should we be doing and take a more modern approach to that research. And what he found was that paddle sports were actually some of the best way to rebuild that muscle. And that's why people started turning to dragon boating specifically, because not only is it a paddle sport, but it also has that great team sport activity around it, so that you do have that built-in community and the year-round support, and it becomes a support group while you're also doing something really positive for your body as well.
Okay, let's listen to one last clip. This is Anna, one of the Paradise City Dragon Boat racers, again in the documentary Paddle Together.
I was diagnosed 14 years ago. We have people on the team who are now just going through it. So those of us who are older, we're standing as evidence that you can survive, you will survive.
Okay, we've got just a couple of minutes left, but Katie, I wonder, what are some of the challenges and advantages to doing a short film as opposed to a feature length project?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think some of the challenges, of course, are fitting all of the wonderful content you have into such a short amount of time. But in other ways, that's an advantage as well, because you're able to just choose the most impactful segments and really have a film that packs punch and that you can show in a short amount of time for people who have short attention spans more and more in our society and really get your message across. And I think from a filmmaking perspective too, there are so many issues that deserve attention and that can benefit from having an empathetic lens that documentary filmmakers so often bring to their subjects and the content that they're displaying. And so to be able to have a shorter production cycle, a smaller budget in order to get these issues out there from a filmmaker's lens, I think is really beneficial to a lot of social issues.
And I guess just in a couple of sentences, because we're almost out of time, but what do you hope people take away from watching your film?
Yeah, I hope people take away that, you know, this community model of care, that providing support for people year round is important. And this is a model that is being taken to a lot of other groups of people. So some of the people on the breast cancer support team decided to form another team for veterans and have this same sort of team sport environment in the Dragon Boats for veterans. There's cancer teams popping up all around the country. So if you know someone who you think could benefit from this sport, I would encourage you to look into it and see if there's something for you.
Okay. We're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. The PBS Short Film Festival will run until this Friday. It's available via PBS and Illinois Public Media digital platforms, including PBS.org, YouTube, and Facebook. You can watch, share, and vote on your favorite film to win the most popular award at PBS.org/filmfestival. We've also got trailers for both of these films on our website, 21stshow.org. Katie Prentice-Ansager and McKinley Lair, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you so much
for having us.
That is all the time we have. Our program's produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan's our engagement producer, and our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Talk to you tomorrow.